Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. The Smiths are back in the woods once more. A week away from this northern paradise seems like an eternity. After a swell visit with family on both the western and eastern extremities of Iowa, it's nice to return to home sweet home in border country. Our trip into the Northland came just in time as we escaped the grisly heat and humidity surging through the Hawkeye State a week ago. While those conditions are great for growing corn and soybean, they are unsettling to an old-timer like yours truly. As I put together this week's scoop, we gunflinters are enjoying some natural air conditioning, courtesy of our Canadian neighbors. I missed out on a frosty June morning while away. Nevertheless, smiles abound, hoping the cool hangs in there until fall. More moisture blessed the area during my absence, keeping wildfire danger at bay, lake levels up, and rivers a-gushing. With the Gunflint Gal being an inflow-outflow body, this time of year finds the depth beginning to diminish. However, at this moment, the surface has risen several inches on the DNR lake measuring gauge since its placement near the Wildersmith Dock about the end of May. The forest is now in full summer regalia. It seems our lush greenery might be the densest I've seen in 17 years of residence. Early summer blooms are decorating the landscape along backcountry roads. Most notable are wild roses, columbine, and those pesky lupin. Meanwhile, the blue heavens have seemingly settled to earth right here in our backyard. An azure haze of forget-me-nots, the likes of which we've never had before, blankets nearly every square foot. They're so delicate one hesitates to even step off the walkway path for fear of blemishing the beauty. Speaking of summer, the solstice passes before we meet again. It's hard to realize Old Sol starts the slow tilt southward soon after this coming Monday. One shouldn't be discouraged, though, as plenty of great warm weather opportunities remain in Gunflint country. Speaking of one such, the Gunflint Trail canoe races loom just 4 weeks away on July 20th. Organizational plans have long been underway for this 40th annual fundraiser to benefit the Gunflint Trail Volunteer Fire Department and EMS crews. This event is soon followed by the Mid-Trail event, a similar fundraising endeavor in early August. There is plenty to look forward to, so mark your calendars and stay tuned for further updates. Winged critters are buzzing with reckless abandon throughout the area. The war against mosquitoes has garnered additional troops as dragonfly airborne squadrons have entered the battle with us humans. Sad to say, it appears to be a losing cause, with far more skeeters than there are dragonflies to eat them. Added to the nasty biting onslaught are those obnoxious black flies and no-see-ems. So in general, it has been quite uncomfortable out of doors, regardless of the cool green surroundings. However, one thing positive can be said for those black fly rebels. They are a necessary evil when it comes to the upper trail blueberry patches. As facilitators of the pollination process, it would be nice if these ravenous bugs would just do their job and leave us alone. Fat chance. And speaking of the blue gems, a fellow at the end of the trail tells of seeing a lot of flowering and green berries on the bush already. Will it be another bumper crop? An update has come my way in the past few days with regard to the loon pair hanging out at Chickwock's museum site. The staff up there reports the handsome couple have returned to the nesting platform and are apparently incubating new eggs. Folks might wish to be checking the Chickwock webcam to follow the aspiring parental activity. The Gunflint Trail Historical Society's annual shrimp boil was a huge success this past Sunday. a record turnout enjoyed a taste of Southern dining at its best in the great Northwoods ambience. Thanks go out to the many volunteers for putting on such a swell feast. Gunflint Trail residents are saddened to hear about the death of Harriet Boostrom Tause. A daughter of pioneer residents Petra and Charlie Boostrom, Harriet's passing ends another chapter in history of this charming piece of the universe. She was a wonderful link to the past, as she often shared stories of her family and their life in Gunflint Territory at both Clearwater Lodge and the Chickwack Museum. All who knew her will surely miss this kind and gentle lady. This is Fred Smith on the trail at Wildersmith, wishing everyone happy Gunflint Trails.